Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom. Sorry, my wife just came in the room. Sorry, and she's don't know why. Oh, she wants some sellotape. That means she's wrapping presents, I'm guessing. Wrapping presents.
Hi, Kerry.
Hello. Not wrapping presents. The star fell down.
The star fell down.
Oh, the star fell
Revelation
down.
Revelation has entered our household.
Dear. The star fell in the stable.
The star fell in the stable. Well, it's funny you say that, because did you look out of your window last night?
I did, but it was very cloudy.
It was a bit grey.
Oh, was it? I managed to see what I thought might have been the Christmas conjugation. Yeah, it was very nice, though. Very lovely able to catch it momentarily.
Well, our star's gradually been going down and down and down, and it finally fell. So I'm going to stick it back up.
The star is in the stable, not above it anymore. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm still recording. No. Shall I stop it?
No, just leave it recording, because I might possibly be able to sneak some sort of thing out of it.
Oh, please do.
We'll see.
Please do. That would be lovely.
We'll start again as though we're starting fresh. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tom.
Second time of trying to start our podcast for today, isn't it?
Good to get something wrong, isn't it? It keeps us humble.
Well, we've had our respective wives making noise, mine playing video games, and yours replacing a star. So it's so far going very well. Very, very well.
Well, we have a nativity scene in our front window, and we very creatively hung a star above it. Unfortunately, the star has been dropping very slowly this morning it fell into the stable.
So, well, it's guiding the wise men to where the baby is.
Totally where it is, yes.
So absolutely.
It looks very lovely. So a bit of sellotape will sort out the star. But obviously, last night was Saturn and Jupiter, I understand.
Yes, the conjugation of the stars.
Looking as if they're close together.
Yes, of course, there's however many million miles between them.
Yes.
But still, yes, it was kind of quite a beautiful thing. And all sorts of things online have been saying, you know, this is something we need to look at and remember Christmas and so on. Hmm. And originally I was thinking, oh, what a load of rubbish that is. And then actually, when you see the photos that people have put up, I wasn't really able to see it very well in person because it was quite cloudy.
It was quite cloudy.
And I kind of saw a glimpse of what I thought might be it, but to be honest, it could have just been an aeroplane. but when you see the pictures up online and on social media of people who have seen it, it is actually quite something special and something for us to look at and sort of think, okay, yeah, when you think about Christmas, actually, when you strip away everything, the star was there. We know the star existed, and we know that people followed it, and people still today follow stars, as clearly everyone did last night. But not stars, more planets. But it's a fascinating little thing.
It's an amazing thing, isn't it? That light from these planets from, you know, I don't even know. I wouldn't even like to put a figure on how many light years they are away, because it would be ridiculous. But amazing that light reaches here. Light that started a long time ago comes and reaches us. So it is one of those phenomenal moments of the universe, and it does remind you of God's incredible plan and purposes for his world as well. Good.
I've been asking you each week, are you ready for Christmas? With two days to go, you are ready now. Are you ready?
Final delivery, final Amazon knock on the door yesterday, delivered the final presents that I had ordered. So
amazing.
Grateful to Amazon, and of course there are other delivery services out there like Hermes and DPD and the Post Office, who do an amazing job. Royal Mail, should I say, not the Post Office. So yeah, very grateful to all of those delivery guys who have done an amazing job and got my presents here in time. So I'm not going to tell you what they are, just in case Kerry is listening, but I'll tell you afterwards. I'll tell you after Christmas.
After Christmas, okay, good. So we'll find out about your new Range Rover in a few weeks.
Still
time.
Haven't got it. Oh, still waiting. Okay. Still waiting.
Still waiting for it. Still waiting time. For it. Still waiting time. For the wealthy benefactor to come to our church and donate cars. Anyway, we'll ignore that. All through Advent, we've been looking at lots of phrases that surround Jesus, and we've been looking at Jesus Christ is born, da 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 da, to bring light to the world, to show us mercy, all sorts of phrases. And just very briefly today, we want to touch on an incredibly important thing that Jesus Christ came to do, and that was to exalt the humble. Mm. And there's only one passage today, and it's a passage that if you followed us through our Advent series, you'll know very well. It comes from Luke chapter 1, and it's from verses 26 to 56. Gabriel predicts Jesus's birth. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man named Joseph at the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured woman, the Lord is with you." But she was deeply troubled by this statement, wondering what kind of greeting this could be. Then the angel told her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. Now listen, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of Man of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary asked the angel, "How can this be, since I have not had sexual relations with a man?" The angel replied to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And consider your relative Elizabeth. Even she has conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month for her who was called childless, for nothing will be impossible with God." "See, I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. In those days, Mary set out and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leapt inside her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Then she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and your child will be blessed. How could this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For you see, when the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby leapt for joy inside me. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill what he has spoken to her." And here's the amazing response Mary gives. This is verse 46. "And Mary said, 'My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, because he has looked with favour on the humble condition of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, because the Mighty One has done great things for me, and his name is holy. His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear him. He has done a mighty deed with his arm. He has scattered the proud because of the thoughts of their hearts. He has toppled the mighty from their thrones and exalted the lowly. He has satisfied the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering his mercy to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he spoke to our ancestors.' And Mary stayed with her about 3 months. Then she returned to her home." And so we see here Mary, the true definition of humble, perhaps even humiliated, actually, at the start. She goes to be with her relatives during an unexpected pregnancy. And actually, when you look at who Elizabeth and Zechariah are, it's kind of the weird relatives, isn't it? The old pregnant lady and the husband who can't speak. And Joseph has offered to divorce her. And she knows that in a couple of months' time, she's going to have to go to a foreign land to register who she is and who she's married to. And yet, everything sort of falls into place. An angel comes to visit Mary, and she understands. She takes on board everything that's said by the angel, and her response is incredible. She promises that those like her will be blessed, shown mercy, and filled with good things. She says that the proud will be scattered, brought down from their thrones, and sent away empty. And she is describing a Christmas where Jesus flips everything round. He sets aside power and magnifies somebody who, at that moment, was deeply vulnerable. Mary was a very young girl. We know that she was under the age of 18 for sure, and it's estimated she was somewhere between 13 and 14. And when we asked our youth group what they thought if they'd been put in this position, the responses ranged from, "If God said it, then it's got to be right," to, "I'm going to run as far away from this as I possibly can because I'm terrified by what's happening." And so when we kind of see this story, we realise that as we've been saying all the way through our Sunday mornings, whilst this year is a very different Christmas, for everyone in the Christmas story, it was a very different kind of Christmas. And Mary teaches us so much. And it's the whole message of Jesus, to exalt the humble, to lift up those who were downtrodden and oppressed, those whose society cast out. And they're all brought into this place where they're equal with one another and have the same ability to enter God's kingdom and experience the fullness of life that Jesus brings, just as he does to any other person. And so this Christmas time, let's be assured of the mercy that God gives us. And let's remember all of the good things that God promises, even when we're at our lowest. This Christmas is going to be very weird for a lot of people. And I suppose this passage serves as a great reassurance that the Lord is with us, even when things don't seem to be going to plan.
Yeah, it's an amazing thought, isn't it? You know, there's Mary, probably in lockdown, really, in isolation, gone to spend a bit of time with her relatives. And the text says she gets filled with the Holy Spirit, and this amazing song comes out. And I'm guessing Elizabeth is the only audience she's got in that moment, as she sings this song, as she declares this truth. And yet there is this, as you say, you know, this understanding of this moment in what God wants to do. And using someone so humble, who's the Lord's servant, to declare, you know, the truth that God will exalt the humble, and the mission of Jesus and the ministry that he performed echoed that in every single moment of his life. Good to know, isn't it, when we come humbly before God, that he will lift us up and we will be able to rejoice and sing his praises together.
So let's pray. Jesus, you exalt the humble. And all through your life, we saw these examples. And we pray that you'll help us to remember that this year. To really think, what would Jesus do in these situations that we face? Help us to show the same humility you showed through your life to others. And help us to lift up those who are otherwise left behind, just as you did. We pray these things in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
Amen.
We've got one more day of our daily podcast to go. And as a sneak little preview, our Christmas Eve topic is that Jesus came to offer us his peace. Mm. We're going to be meeting the shepherds, and obviously the angelic choir that came to them. We're going to be seeing Simeon and Anna. And we're going to be finishing off our Advent series for this year by remembering Jesus, as we've done every day. For those of you who have only been joining us for our podcast, we wanted to take a moment at the end to wish you a very happy Christmas. It's been a pleasure joining you for the last month, just over a month, I think, isn't it? We started, well, it won't be quite, but four weeks ago.
Advent Sunday onwards, wasn't it?
Yeah, Advent Sunday onwards. It's been a pleasure to join you for this period of time. And I think it's been good fun for, I know I've enjoyed it, and I'm sure, Tim, you too have found it to be different. And a lot of people have Advent books or Advent readings they go through personally, but it's been a real pleasure to be able to go through them with you and with our church family for the past month.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us and for being part of this. And from me as well, and Kerry and our family, a very happy Christmas to you all. And we look forward to keeping connected and keeping walking together on this incredible journey that we've been called to follow Jesus. So thank you so much. And thank you, Tom, as well, for helping us and guiding us through this time.
We're going to be taking a couple of weeks off from our NBC Connect podcasts, and we will see you in the new year for some more. I mean, who knows? Who knows what will be happening yet during our new year podcast? But until then, have a wonderful Christmas, and God bless you. Stay safe, and we'll catch up with you soon. Bye.
Goodbye.